Your Company, Inc. A Programmer's Journey. It is hard to find the motivation to learn programming, which is little more than functions filled with ifs, loops, and calls to other functions. Especially if you are just starting out and are not sure what to aim at or dream about. And it does not help when people fail to give you simple answers and instead babble about thinking up, backwards, upside down pyramids and building or inventing on principle. So, without getting into too much details, I present you with your imaginary company, Your Company, Inc., which sells monthly subscriptions to its fantastic software product, though they may offer a lifetime license for a huge dollop, which is okay too. This simple product, called Marketplace, is a store that sells files or images created by AI. But there is a twist to it. But before we get there, let us take on the role of Your Company, Inc. first customer. This is a person that loves the idea of graphic art, especially selling entire packs of dozens of beautifully related images that then can be used to decorate a room or a cheerful office or make a bunch of t-shirts with some common theme. And this is where the twist begins. Because you see, this person has already had an online store, but no one was really buying anything. There was no community, no chatter. And advertising brought in visitors, yes, but they didn't really become paying users. Nobody really signed up. This is where this young lady had a brilliant idea. She would allow users to open their own AI art stores inside her company. And while she would still hope to sell her own products, she would make the bigger money by taking a small percent of whatever other users sold. Let us call this lady Alice, and name her business Alice's Marketplace. So, Marketplace, Your Company's Inc. product, is not an e-commerce store that sells files. It's a multi-store marketplace where every registered user can open their own store. And the owner of the marketplace, Alice, takes a small percent of every sale. They don't really need to sell anything, and they may not really need to do much advertising either, though it helps. Because when a user opens up a store, they are presented with a to-do list where they have to create at least 10 art packs, use AI to create good product and store descriptions, and spend time on their brand, like logo image, bio, and graphic theme. Most importantly, they have to advertise their products, not all at once, but weekly, maybe daily. Here, boring and somewhat spammy social media posts are a way to get a visitor or two, and with dozens of stores and such posts, there will be a steady inflow of curious visitors. Now let us take a look at Bob. He is a real art prompt whiz. Prompting is a way to speak with artificial intelligence to create new things. He already has 100 images divided in 10 categories. So he goes to Alice's marketplace, signs up, opens up a store, uploads his 10 products or 10 art packs, and then schedules social media posts about each of his products. So that's going to be 100 posts. Here, when someone clicks on his social media posts, they are taken to his store. But next to each of his products is a colorful related product side pane where other stores get their exposure too. Come morning, Alice is alerted that Bob created a new storefront under the name Bob's Storefront. And she approves it upon some manual verification. And yes, few other users registered in hopes of selling their AI art as well. On top of that, she can also see where all the social media posts are going out to and see how they are pulling in new visitors and where they get dispersed in her store. It is still not a lot of visitors, and Bob, unfortunately, is never going to return. Nobody knows why. He is just a brilliant scatterbrain that was really focused on creating a store as a stepping stone in his research. Go figure. But his 100 products will continue generating social media posts for the next 100 days or weeks even, depending on the configuration. Bob will make a total of $120 the first year, and that is after the $60 that Alice takes during the several lonesome sales that Bob makes. Though she will see that using social networks for advertising is absolutely effective, it will be pretty fantastic to watch all these posts going out and the visitors coming in. Alice will unfortunately learn that the internet is a cruel and empty place, and it has an extremely short memory to boot. Yes, she will have to advertise all on her own, even start a monthly local meetup group where she instructs people on how to make AI art and a sale. Eventually, she will purchase from you 2 somewhat expensive marketplace extensions. She will really appreciate your work, you know, your brilliant inventions and tools, as they are really helpful. One, where people can order t-shirts and mugs and other things like backpacks and posters and even notebooks with photographic covers. Directly from her site. It is a print-on-demand extension. Yes, it is really clever. But, you know, most of the money will have to go to the businesses that do the actual printing and pay for the actual physical items that they print on and then ship out. Here, she will discover the simple pleasure of calling up dozens of skateboarding shops across the nation and getting them to set up in her marketplace. In a way where people will be able to order a custom skateboard with their AI art of choice, and the skateboarding store will be picked based on customer's location and the speed with which the product reaches the customer. So the digital to physical goods extension you will be selling has a little back end that allows people that do the printing and shipping to set their prices and the options and all kinds of little details. The second extension she will purchase will be an AI kit where sellers will be able to generate AI art right from their admin area, from their back end in her store. Now, to save money, Alice has an option to either pay for a little bit of monthly AI service for her top sellers, or just offer the tool where her sellers will need to sign up with the AI art generator and plug in all kinds of passwords and tokens. She is most likely going to help her top sellers with new art and every once in a while offer 10 free image generations to new users so that they can start off with 10 products and here they can earn more free image generations by doing some advertising for Alice. It's all fair and square. Advertising benefits the entire platform. Alice will eventually have an expensive, really expensive TV commercial that will result in a huge traffic spike. But she will never make the millions and millions of dollars that she was originally hoping for. She will learn that to sell reliably, she needs to be actively engaged with real people and real hearts and advertise, not once, but unfortunately, all the freaking time, which is really expensive. Though it is possible, you've never promised Alice millions of dollars. Sometimes, a lot of times, internet business sucks. And it is all about luck. Other users that you sold your multi-store marketplace to will get lucky. And you may even get a little bit jealous until you find out about the insane amounts of money they just blindly threw at influencers, advertising and ad campaigns, and TV and radio commercials. Having all that money to throw away like that is a kind of luck. While users in a particular marketplace, like Alice Marketplace, are cross-connected via those related product site panes, the marketplace platforms you sell do not connect with other platforms. These marketplace installations are separate companies in distant parts of the world interested in unique products and even viewing the platform and the products in it through the eyes of a different culture. The only small connection there is that all these businesses pay you a license fee for using your marketplace product and having access to the plugins, such as those that Alice has purchased from you. Though it is somewhat worth mentioning that that license also allows people to get updates for all the plugins and core components of the platform. So there will always be a little bit of work going on everywhere, fixing bugs, enhancing security, adding new features, etc. So the licensing fee is a good investment, and no one can really break away from that and just use an illegal copy of your store. Aside from it being illegal, it will also miss all kinds of bug fixes and features. Your company, Inc. will continue selling the marketplace. Some people will get rich. Others will just love approving storefronts and just freaking getting paid when other people make a sale. Getting paid for just maintaining the copy of your product. It's quite a retirement. Lastly, there are two interesting experiments that you can run. The first one deals with how much Alice pays for a copy and license of your pretty interesting marketplace. And here, let me put it this way. If you set the price in tens of thousands of dollars, which is way too easy to undercut for a competitor, by the way, there may be competitors that will be selling their stuff for $4 a month or something like that. But if you do that, you can make a really interesting deal here that could work out for you. Certainly, it will work out for Alice and other customers like her. You could set things up where you only take what is owed to you when your customers make money. So you take a fair percent of their monthly sales, but only if someone is making money. If someone only makes $100, for example, you just take 50 and don't bother them. This means that there is no upfront investment for your customers. And if they cancel the license, they won't owe you any money. Fair and square. This way, a high school student like Alice will be able to afford your $50,000 or $200,000 platform, and they will only pay that off if they start making huge amounts of money. See? It's fair and square, and you are good to Alice, and she can leave at any time without debt or any other constraints. Fairness is a good deal. The second experiment deals with making important parts of your code public. Code is hard to keep secret anyway. Any of your customers can leak it at any time for any reason. So make it open source, where critics, other programmers, penetration testers, plugin writers, and even black hat hackers can examine it. You won't open source everything. Not your user interface stuff, not most of your plugins that add some fancy functionality, just the core, where authentication, authorization, and throttling is located at. Throttling is used to prevent denial of service attacks, where too many requests are sent to your website at the same time. And while authentication is just usernames, passwords, and session cookies, authorization is embedded in the code itself and constantly evaluates what groups the user belongs to and if that group can execute some core API function in your program. This isn't as scary as it sounds, because you can pay a penetration tester or two to go over the code before you release it. though I think it would benefit the code quality quite a lot if you wrote your entire marketplace program with the idea in mind that the code will be public from the get-go. See, programming is not like math, where you memorize it and then it turns out to be horribly useless. Programming is exactly the same as superpowers of superheroes. Except, it's not a silly fantasy. Learning programming will grant you the ability to make invented, imagined ideas into actual reality. A programmer is like a real wizard. Programmers can use code spells to make things appear in reality, just like that. Traditionally, becoming a programmer is something you do on your own. You learn in a sequence that makes it all fun and at the pace that lets you dream. As a side effect, it will teach you to tell effective and ineffective education apart. And beyond programming, as you grow, you will take to your own narrated nonfiction books in your own sequence and at a pace that makes you wise and without being slowed down by other people's rules. Here, you will find that every human being is charged with growing all the way up until they rise to stand as a great, independent being, capable of making lasting and positive contributions to humankind.